Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. And welcome to the Sanha Call In program. My name is Faisal Patel. Inshallah, we'll be in your company until about 8 p.m. this evening, as far as the Sanha program is concerned. I take this opportunity to welcome those listening to us on medium wave 1548, those listening to us via satellite decoders, those listening to us via audio streaming on Radio Islam's website, radioislam.co.za, and if you have DSTV, you can tune in via channel 826. Yes, you heard right, this is the Sanha call-in program, so that's what you have to do. If you do have any queries with regards to any of the products that you may or may not be unsure of, maybe there's some ingredients or something that you're unclear about, then somebody will then address those issues and share some clarity on whether you can consume it or not. So, please do call us on 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. My engineer for this evening, Brother Ismail, will be taking your questions, and inshallah, Mulana Bilal Nicholson will then be answering those questions. And with that, let's welcome Mulana Bilal Nicholson to the program. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to yourself, Brother Faisal, and to all the listeners of Radio Islam International.
Absolutely, Brother, it's a pleasure to have you on the program again. Last time and last year we made a deal that you're going to come into studio, so you really are getting away with it, aren't you?
Inshallah, when the weather looks a bit clear to time to land, then I should be coming in, inshallah.
So all this chocolate and everything I got in front of me is not going to make a difference.
But I think with the new year, you should be giving up eating them.
Yeah, inshallah, we are trying our best. So listeners, the lines are open, 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. Mulana Bilal Nicholson is online. Inshallah, he will be taking your calls. And if you have any queries, please do call us. You can also WhatsApp me. I'm going to try. The WhatsApp is a bit tedious and a bit slow. It's lethargic. Call it what you want. You can WhatsApp me, 072-786-1548, and inshallah we will then try to get Mulana Bilal Nicholson to answer some of the questions. Just speaking of the WhatsApp, something is really coming quickly, Mulana, so no time to chitter. Somebody asking, salams, is Modex jelly halal? It contains bovine gelatin. Jazakallah.
Okay, this product does contain, as the consumer said, bovine gelatin, and it comes from animals or cattle that have not been slaughtered by Muslims, and that's we do not give approval for this product. We would advise you to rather stay from it.
Okay, that's the question that Mulana has answered on WhatsApp. Another one coming through. Somebody asking, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is hen spelled H-E-N-N? Is hen well chicken from KZN halal?
Yes, they are certified that, but they eventually are not, to my knowledge, situated in KZN. Perhaps they have a distributor there, but the hen chicken, the abattoir, is certified by Sana.
Okay, so yes, there you have the response to that particular question. Just a reminder to the listeners, the lines are open and the number to call is 011-854-1548. We don't want to have a rush of callers at the last minute. You do have still 25 minutes to call in. We will close the lines at 5 to 8. So please do get your questions in early. I hate disappointing anybody and not getting their questions answered. You can also WhatsApp me, 072-786-1548, 072-786-1548, and inshallah we will get Mulana Bilal Nicholson to answer that question. Not easy on the tongue there, Mulana Bilal. We need some chocolate to sweeten the palate. But anyway, coming on, and before we take a call, I see Ismail is taking a call. But before we go on to that caller, you know, one of the things that have concerned me is we've seen the report, and a lot of the people will understand the circumstances surrounding it. I think there was a report as well. There is a dramatic and shortage of water in Cape Town. One of the reports that come out that SA Breweries will be bottling water with regards to that aspect. What is Sana's take on that, huh?
Okay, we have not really taken this matter to our fatwa committee for deliberation or decision, but it is a concern. There have been other bodies in the Cape who have given a ruling that, you know, people should be cautious. As a first step in trying to find water, they shouldn't go to the SAB Brewery Spring and take water from there. But inshallah, we will wait for the Muftis to give us further clarification and make a decision before we say anything on the show.
With regards to the decision, quickly, Malana, is it forthcoming as soon as possible? Because, I mean, we've got day zero that's going on to the 11th of May. I think Musi Maimane, the DA leader, moved it a bit back. But when can we expect some sort of response to when that fatwa or when that decision will come out?
Inshallah, by next week, inshallah.
Inshallah. So there you have it from Sana'a. Yes, there was a story about SA Breweries bottling water, and inshallah, Sana'a will have some clarification on that next week, inshallah. But moving on to the WhatsApps, somebody sending through a WhatsApp. Assalamu alaikum. Is Nutriday zero fat free yogurt, is that allowed?
Yes, that product is halal suitable. It's one of the variants in the Nutriday range that does not have bovine gelatin.
Alright, that's the question that's come through on WhatsApp. The lines are open, 011-854-1548. You can't tell me that you have run out of airtime. Today is just what, the 5th of February. You should have a lot of data and a lot of airtime. Please do call us, 011-854-1548. WhatsApp me, 072-786-1548. And inshallah, Mulana Bilal will then answer some of this question. Mulana, one of the things that's been bothering while we're waiting for some calls and WhatsApps and other questions that's coming through the different media, China fruit, you know, the ones that you buy in these packets, there's no stamp on there. For me, I understand it to be a prune that's dried up with salt and everything. What's the story there? Is it permissible to eat?
One needs to look at the ingredients of the individual product and then give a ruling. Generally, yes, like you mentioned, it does contain salt, it does contain some MSG in some of the variants, some flavor enhancers in others. Sometimes it's a flavored product, you know, different colors of China fruit. So each product will have to be looked at in terms of its own composition, and then we will be able to give a ruling.
A question coming through, it's a bit broad spectrum. What gums can you eat?
Okay, at the moment, there is a company in Crown Mines called Marhaba Trading, and they distribute brands like Fantasy, Lot 100, Asli. These gums come from Malaysia. They do use halal bovine gelatin to manufacture them, and these are certified by the Malaysian Halal Body, and secondly, also verified by SENA in South Africa. There is also some variants of the Maynard gums, which are gelatin-free, but please do check the ingredient disclosure. There's the Woolworth soft-eating gums, as well as the sweet soft-eating gums, which are also gelatin-free.
Okay, Jazakallah for that, Malana. Somebody asking a question on WhatsApp. Salams, which cheese slices can we consume, please?
The major brands that you would find in most of the supermarkets is the Parmalat one. Clover, as long as it is manufactured in South Africa. You have a brand called First Choice and Melrose.
All right. Just a reminder to the listeners, it is 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. The lines are open. Most of the questions coming through WhatsApp, but you can have your 1 minute of fame on air. Call us and give us a question so Malana can answer the question. If you've got any halal question, the number to call 011-854-1548, and Nicholson is standing by to answer your question. Malana is going back to the WhatsApp. Nutriday double cream, that's one. Knorr 1000 Island salad dressing. So Nutriday double cream, Knorr 1000 Island salad dressing. Are those two, I don't know if they're two products, but are those two halal certified?
The Knorr product, yes, that is certified halal by SENA. Please look for our logo on the product packaging. The Nutriday double cream plain yogurt, that is also halal suitable.
Okay, another question coming through. Salams, are any of the, I hope I pronounce this correctly, I'm just waiting, another WhatsApp's playing up again. Are any of the Terbuch restaurants approved by SANA?
Okay, I would just like to confirm that. I know there's a restaurant in South Bank that we had looked into. I just want to see if the certification was concluded. Yes, in fact, it was. It was the Terbuch restaurant.
Okay, so there you have it for the person that's in the question. Terbush restaurant is approved by SANA. So yes, go have a meal there as well. Somebody else sending through a question coming thick and fast, Mulana. Is NAN and infant care formula milk halal?
Infant care products and NAN products are certified halal by SANA. However, our certification doesn't cover all the variants. Specifically, you would find the HA or hypoallergenic variant. This variant, what they do is in the production of the product, they process it using an enzyme which is taken from pork. All right, we haven't tried this product.
All right, now we're going to go to the lines. We're going to go live to line number 3. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Salam.
Jay, your question for Molana?
I want to know of Cadbury's chocolate and Albany bread.
Albany bread is certified halal by Sharaf. Cadbury chocolates are the variants that are manufactured in South Africa, as well as the imported flake products are halal suitable. The other ones, we haven't been able to get full disclosure on them yet.
I hope that answers the question. Is there any other callers? No other callers. Now let's go back to the WhatsApp. Somebody asking, Ringley, if I pronounce correctly, is Ringley Orbit fruit flavored gums allow?
Yes, that's all I think is possible.
Okay, so that's perfect. Let's conclude that question. Somebody asking, Fruité ice cream and cacao sampaka, is that allow certified?
Okay, the first product, Frutaria ice cream, that's an import from Indonesia into South Africa. It's not certified by SENA. In fact, some variants might even have carmine, which is not a halal ingredient. I didn't get the name of the second product.
The other one, I don't know if I'm pronouncing correctly. It's cacao sampaka or sampaka. C-A-C-A-O S-A-M-P-A-K sampaka.
I haven't heard of that product.
Okay, so maybe they can, inshallah, then call SENA office and get some sort of clarification from there as well. Somebody asking, Salam Smaf, can you please repeat which cheese slices can we consume?
Okay, so it's our first choice, Parmalee, Clover made in South Africa, as well as Melville.
All right, so there you have it as well. Let's go back to the lines. Line number 2. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. You live on air?
Salam. Can you hear me, Maulana?
See, your question for Maulana?
The Manhattan Dumi Jewish gums, can we have it?
Okay, that does also have beef gelatin. We recommend that you stay away from it.
Oh, it's not allowed.
It's not approved by SENA, no.
Okay, it's good.
Jazakallah for the question. Let's go back to the WhatsApp. Maulana, somebody asking, is Parmalee yogurt allowed as honeydew is no more?
Unfortunately, honeydew, the dairy which manufactures the honeydew yogurt, has gone under administration. You don't really find the products anymore on the market. Parmalee yogurts, unfortunately, they do also contain beef gelatin, so not approved by SENA. You can have a very popular one also that you'd find in supermarkets, which were selling the other variants, the honeydew variants, you'd find the clover yogurt.
All right, let's go back to the lines. Line number 7. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. You're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
See, your question for Maulana?
I want to know, you three very low fat mix fruit with custard flavor yogurt.
Nutri-Day?
Nutri-Day low fat mix fruit yogurt with custard flavor.
Maulana, you got that?
Okay. Yeah. So that product, with the fruit pieces inside, does contain bovine gelatin. Please avoid it.
Okay, I hope that answers the question, Maulana. We're going back to the WhatsApp. Somebody asking, Dawood's chicken products in Indonesia, is that allowed?
Dawood's is a distributor of chicken products. They're not certified by SENA, but they do distribute brands of chicken that would be SENA certified or SENA approved. If you are going to be buying a chicken product from them, we would suggest that you verify that it is certified or approved.
All right, somebody asking, Salams, is Getty's ice cream allowed?
Getty's, they do use gelatin in some of the variants. Obviously, we would not approve such products. Unfortunately, we don't have information on the remaining variants and cannot give any guarantees.
Okay, I don't know if we seem to have a problem with the lines or the clarity of the broadcast this evening. Somebody else asking, Maulana, Maaf didn't catch an answer, which yogurt is allowed?
Okay, so yogurt products which are certified halal by SENA, you would find Lancewood. There's also the products from Gauteng Dairy. There's farm fresh yogurt also. That is just for the Gauteng region. Then in Cape Town, a very big dairy there, Sonnendal. As I mentioned earlier, unfortunately, Honeydew Dairy is based in KZN and it's closed down now. But you would also find Lancewood in the supermarkets, as well as the global yogurt products.
All right, another one coming through. Maaf, can we repeat? Okay, I think we answered that one. Assalamu alaikum, is McDonald's and Mivami halal?
Unfortunately, we don't have any association with these franchise brands. we cannot give any guarantee for any of this stuff.
Another one coming through, Salams, is Hershey's Chocolate Allah?
Hershey's, all the chocolate products are imports. We've tried to get information on the import from the USA, from China as well. Unfortunately, no cooperation on the part of the company. We cannot give any guarantee.
Okay, another one coming through is, Salams, is Colgate Pro Gum Health okay to use?
Colgate products also at the moment are all imported. We haven't had any luck sourcing information from the company.
Okay, somebody just asking a repeat question. Is Modec jelly allowed? I think we did ask it earlier.
Yes, the product contains bovine gelatin, so it's not approved by Senna.
Another one coming through, Salams, Dawood's chicken products halal in Crown Mines. I think you answered that one as well with regards to the products they sell, but they're not certified by Senna. Is that correct, Ma?
Yes, the establishment is not certified by Senna. However, they do distribute Senna certified and approved chicken products as well as other products.
Okay, somebody asking all the way from Durban, what is Senna's views on calciferol tablets? Hope it was not asked. Tune in now. Urgent, please reply.
Okay, this product does contain bovine gelatin, but given that it is a necessary medication, it is usually prescribed by a doctor for a person with a severe deficiency of vitamin D, there will be a concession to use it for the duration of the prescription.
So basically what you're saying, Mulana, if there's a necessity and there's urgency to use it and it's a prescription, it is permissible.
Yes, and there is no alternative also.
All right. So there you have it, all the way from Durban. I hope that answers your question. Somebody asking, Salams, is Novalac baby formula allowed?
Yes, besides the HA variant, the hypoallergenic variant does contain a porcine enzyme. That one is not approved, but the remaining ones are halal.
Okay, somebody asking, what is alcohol... I hope I pronounce this properly. Alcohol tannat, T-A-N-A-T. Alcohol tannat or tannat.
Basically, this is an alcohol that's usually extracted from coal or from molasses, sugarcane, and so forth. What they do then is they would add some chemicals to make the alcohol poisonous. So someone can't really drink it.
Mm.
The application for this type of alcohol is fuel for, for cars and so forth.
Mm.
Or if it be more commonly in your cosmetics, in perfume, and so forth. So it's not an impure form of alcohol. You can't really drink it, so there's no danger of intoxication from it. And if you do apply it to your body, it's not najis, it won't affect your salah, it's fine.
All right. Somebody, and the same person is asking about jelly tots, is that okay?
Some variants of jelly tots contain bovine gelatin, so please do check the listing of the ingredients on the packaging.
Somebody asking, Assalamu alaikum, let's start over this. Nestle Jogalino halal, it's for infants.
Okay, that's an imported product. Unfortunately, Nestle can't guarantee that the product is not contaminated with anything haram because they do process haram materials in the factories where they make that product.
Alright, and then the second question, this person asking, also purity yogurt flavors?
That is unalterable.
It's suitable.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so that is suitable. And then the same person asking, is Pilaro's no more Senna approved?
So, Pilaro's cheese manufacturer was always certified by Senna. All that happened was that the manufacturing facility moved away from Mayfair as they moved to Highland. So they are still certified by Senna, but remember that the shop was never certified by Senna. So the manufacturer of cheese, the shop is still in Mayfair. And they were never certified.
Okay, then the final question, this person is asking, is Petal Pop Tornado halal?
That's an imported product. Unfortunately, we can't give any guarantee of that.
I just got one query that's come through. Okay, but it's not Senna related. Let's go on to the next question. Somebody asking, is Burger King halal?
Unfortunately, no association with the franchise. We cannot give any guarantee for any store.
Salams, is the butter from Spa halal?
Yes, that would be halal.
Okay. Another one, Salams, is Malaysian marshmallows halal?
If the product emanates from Malaysia, it's certified by the Malaysian halal body, then yes, we would accept it as halal.
Okay, another question. this sounds like a nursery rhyme. Hoppity poppity popcorn. I'm actually, it sounds like a nursery rhyme. Don't you agree? Hoppity poppity popcorn.
It is halal suitable. Also.
Okay. And then another same one, Simba popcorn.
Also, that is halal.
All right. Somebody's saying, what is Senna's view? Okay. And this person is replying, Shukran Brother Faisal, appreciate answer will help. Okay, let's just touch on that one again, Molana. The calciferol tablets. Maybe this person is tuned in. Maybe we can just repeat that one, calciferol tablets.
Okay, so this is a prescription medication, and there's a need to take this medication for vitamin D deficiency.
All right. So for the person that sent in a question from Durban, if there's a need to take the medication, then it would be permissible. If there's no alternative, it would be permissible to take it. And if there's a script for it, it will also be permissible. Is that correct, Lana?
Correct.
All right. Let's go on. I think I can take your job, eh? Okay, moving on. Salams, can we have Kraft Miracle Whip and Snapback Prawn-flavored snack?
The Kraft Miracle Whip, yes, unfortunately. I don't have any information on the other product. Please forward it or escalate it to our offices, then we can investigate it further on your behalf.
And then somebody saying through Salams, is Pharmaton capsules halal?
The capsule shell is made out of bovine gelatin, and therefore we don't approve it. The fuzzy tablets and the normal tablets are halal suitable though.
Okay, so basically, because I wasn't sure about that one as well, this is the one that you get itself for around 160 Rand, and it looks like a brown capsule. Is that the one?
Yes.
Okay, so that's not suitable.
Because of the capsule shell?
Yeah, it's made of mobile
gel. The form of a fuzzy tablet that you can take.
All right, somebody is sending through a question. Is Tib black seed capsule halal, number one? And is Tib black seed halal? And is Tib black seed oil halal? So basically the whole black seed products, the capsule and also the oil. Malala?
The oil wouldn't be a problem, nor would the contents itself of the capsule be a problem. Our problem again is the capsule shell here, and without any disclosure from Tib pharmaceuticals and traceability with regards to exactly where the gelatin comes from, which to manufacture the capsule, we can't get any gelatin.
Alright, just a quick hadith on that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the black seed is a cure for all diseases except death. So that's something that has remained with me for a long time when I was working in the pharmaceutical industry. But anyway, moving on, somebody asking, Assalamu Alaikum, is Ferimed tablets and Ferimed syrup halal?
Yes, the tablets and the syrup are halal suitable. Again, avoid the capsule.
Somebody asking a question. Salams, are chips from Spanel, probably crisp chips, either or?
Okay, those products, SPA would outsource the manufacturing of the product. But SPA has a policy that they don't put any halal logos on any of their products. In fact, they don't want to engage with any halal body. So we cannot really trace if it came from a halal supplier or not.
Okay, another one, somebody asking is Eglonil, if I pronounce it correctly, E-G-L-O-N-Y-L, is Eglonil capsules allowed?
Okay, I'm not sure what the status of this product is, but I'm sure we did check on it in the past, and we do have a record of its status on our system. If the consumer could please phone our offices, and we can verify for it.
Alright, so the person that sent in that particular question, please do contact the SANA offices, and inshallah the brothers will then assist you with those answers or the response to your query. Somebody asking, Salams, is the Woolworths full cream vanilla yogurt and chocolate balls halal?
The Woolworths full cream vanilla yogurt. Yes, that product is halal suitable. The second product is?
Let me just get it. Somebody asking the chocolate balls you got?
Perhaps they're referring to charcoal.
I don't know which one it just said. Let me just read out quickly. Maybe I got it wrong. Salams, is the Woolworths full cream vanilla yogurt with chocolate balls allow?
Yes, that is halal suitable.
Okay, so that is halal suitable. I think that's about it, Marana. We've covered all the WhatsApp questions. It is just gone 6 minutes to 8 o'clock. If we have missed anybody out, we do apologize, and inshallah you can still then contact. Okay, let's just take one more. Somebody asking a question, maybe Molana can just elaborate in a minute or so. Somebody asking, Assalamu alaikum, recently SANA started approving restaurants and takeaways that are non-Muslim owned. I would just like to find out if this is true and the reason and procedures that approve them, that you used to approve them. Is that correct? Is it true, first of all?
Yes, there was a policy change at SANA about 2-3 years ago. What had happened was the management had got together and they had looked at the numerous requests that we had received, both from the South African community. You know, sometimes there's a restaurant in a certain place This restaurant is owned by a non-Muslim, but it's very popular amongst the locals.
Mm.
With consultation of the ulama in those areas, these people wanted halal certification. But tourists, you know, Muslim tourists talking to South Africa, going to different areas where there might not be an established Muslim community, and you know, it would be very difficult to find a restaurant certified or owned by a Muslim. So given all of these factors, SENA has then amended its policy of giving certification to Muslim-owned restaurants only. The other thing is also we have also put in place checks and balances, regulations, supervision to ensure that our standards are met. This includes that at all times there will be Muslim supervision of the store.
Okay, that's perfect.
Non-Muslim owned, but there is all the time Muslim supervision.
All right, so the person is asking a question. If you want to know why or if SANA started in, certifying non-Muslim owned restaurants, yes, they have about 3 years ago, as Mulana mentioned, but there are strict checks and balances in place, and the place, that particular establishment is always monitored by a Muslim supervisor. So you can rest assured that if you go to a non-Muslim restaurant and if it's got the SANA logo displayed and it's got a proper certification number, then you can rest assured that it is approved by SANA.
In addition to the Muslim supervision on site, it would also be checks from our offices at least twice a week.
Okay, so that's perfect. So there you have it. You can rest assured if you do want to go there. And if you still are not sure, then you can just take out your cell phone. We all carry one these days. And give a call to SANA. I'm sure they'll be available and you can check it out there as well. Or tweet them at SANA Halal. And I'm sure somebody will respond. Well, last question for this evening, and I think it's appropriate to end with this. This person can actually share it with us. And I think it's a sweet note to end the program. Salams, Malana, is crunchy ice cream halal?
Yes, it is halal to go.
Okay, so the person has asked for crunchy ice cream, 2 bars for myself and Molana Bilal Nicholson next week. Molana, absolute pleasure to have you on the program. Oh, and Ismail is raising his hands in protest before we get some toying the outside. Yes, 3 bars next week for the program. The person has sent it in. Jazakallah for that. We will enjoy it gladly and sweeten the program, inshallah. Molana, jazakallah for your time. Absolute pleasure to keep in touch with you again. Next week will be one of my colleagues. So the next time I see you, you will not be talking on the phone. We'll be inside, inshallah, in the studio.
Jazakallah khairan again for the opportunity. And to the listeners, we say, you can please give us a call on 0861-786-111, the outline at sena.org.za for emails. And you can also find us on social media.
Jazakallah, Mulana. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, that was Mulana Bilal Nicholson. Jazakallah to one and all who have called in and sent in questions via WhatsApp. I hope that we answered all your questions. If you feel that we didn't answer it adequately or Mulana didn't elaborate too much on that, you can then give Sana a call. He did mention the number, or just go to the website, or you can even tweet them. Inshallah, they will be glad to assist you in whatever query you may have. So until then, please remember Asriya Duaz. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.